The Hansen spy case and the subsequent diplomatic expulsions have lowered the thermostat on relations between the United States and the Soviet Union. But there was some warming on one of the Cold War's last remaining fronts this week. In Cuba, veterans from both sides of the Bay of Pigs invasion sat down together for the first time. It's been 4 decades since that failed mission to forcibly overturn Fidel Castro's communist government. This past Thursday, Comrade Castro himself walked into a Havana hotel and sat down at a conference table across from 5 members of the Bay of Pigs guerrilla force, 2 ex-CIA agents who helped run the operation, and 2 veterans of the Kennedy White House, which approved it. Our senior news analyst Dan Shore was there, too, covering the encounter. That's why he isn't with us this morning. The meeting was organized by American historians and scholars who managed to get access to the secret archives of the U.S., Cuban, and British governments. These include the first secret documents Cuba has ever released. They feature transcripts of Mr. Castro's walkie-talkie and telephone conversations as he directed the counterattack against the invaders. In one conversation, a young Mr. Castro, giddy with the excitement of crushing the invasion, tells his brother Raul, "You're missing the party." The president of the anti-Castro guerrilla group's veterans organization said he came to the conference to learn, to share his thoughts, and to make sure Cubans will never again take up arms against Cubans. That's certainly a step in the right direction in this long-running standoff, which I would venture most Americans find a curious vestige of another time. Even America's farmers, a bastion of conservative politics, are lobbying hard to remove U.S. sanctions on Cuba so they can sell to the island nation. Of course, Mr. Castro, that energizer bunny of communism, continues to be a stone in the shoe of American policymakers, as well as a barrier to freer markets and perhaps a better life for his own people. But Mr. Castro's participation in this conference and his modest nod to more open government have to be viewed positively, because 40 years of Mr. Castro's intransigence and unimaginative American policy have meant the Cuban people are missing a party. A party that could celebrate peace and prosperity rather than battlefield victories.